It is one of the most challenging foreign policy issues facing the Bush administration. How to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapon development program. The administration is reluctant to deal with the reclusive communist country unilaterally. But former President Jimmy Carter says those are part of the terms he's been given by representatives of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
That if the United States would agree to declare officially that we would not attack North Korea, as long as North Korea didn't attack its own neighbors, South Korea, and so forth, and if we would agree to start working toward normal relations with North Korea, to lift the embargo against North Korea, and to let it be absorbed into the international community, then they would stop again their production of nuclear weaponry and let the inspectors come back in. I don't know if that's, I'm not speaking for them, because I can't say that they either had the full authority to make those commitments to me, or if they would carry them out if they were made.
Carter, whose academic background includes nuclear physics and reactor technology, has the distinction of being the only U.S. president to visit North Korea. It was 1994 when the communist country had expelled International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors from its Yongbyon facility and threatened to develop weapons-grade plutonium. The move put the U.S. military on the brink of war.
The American general, Gary Luck, told me that if the war did break out, that it would be much more devastating among South Koreans and others than the original, than the first Korean War.
Carter asked the White House if he could travel to North Korea to attempt to broker a deal as a peaceful means to end the nuclear standoff.
And I had a list of demands or requests that were given to me by the Clinton administration. I brought all those up with Kim Il-sung, the dictator of North Korea. He agreed with all of them.
His trip to North Korea was considered a diplomatic success, creating what would be known as the agreed framework with the United States. Part of the agreement allowed IAEA inspectors to resume their work.
We agreed to build them some modern reactors and to let them have fuel oil to replace the electricity that they lost. Those were all good things. I also reached an agreement where the leader of North Korea would have direct summit talks with the leader of South Korea, the first time that it happened in 43 years. That took place later on.
In 2002, President Bush declared North Korea part of an axis of evil and ended direct talks. Pyongyang responded by once again removing IAEA inspectors from its nuclear facility and began secret development of weapons-grade plutonium.
Therefore, they now have the capacity of having 7 or 8 nuclear explosives.
In the wake of North Korea's first successful nuclear weapon test in October of this year, the security situation in Asia grew more dangerous than it was during Carter's visit in 1994. In our interview, he indicated he is once again willing to help broker peace.
Have you had the opportunity yourself to be invited to go to North Korea currently to meet with Kim Jong-il? And if you did, would you go?
Yes, I would go, if with permission from the White House. I wouldn't go without that.
So far, the White House has not granted President Carter permission to travel to North Korea. The Bush administration favors 6-party talks with North Korea that include South Korea, China, Japan, Russia, and the United States. There is no date set for the next meeting between those countries. Currently the only forum to work on a peaceful solution to North Korea's nuclear standoff. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。